Let's play a little around the USA in 80 dialects, right? Virginia, Brooklyn, Chicago, Minnesota, California, but Boston, that's hard.
Blood, I'm his family.
I'm the one fighting, okay? Not you, and not you. I know what I need.
And you need Dickie?
I want Dickie back. And I want you, Charlene, and I want O'Keefe. I want my family. What's wrong with that?
Actor Mark Wahlberg comes by it naturally, but some don't. Like Johnny Depp trying to get in character for his upcoming film Black Mass about crime boss Whitey Bulger. Can he do it? Well, if he fails, it won't be the first time. Longtime casting director and dialect coach Angela Perry specializes in Boston speak and says, to begin, you actually have to delete some letters of the alphabet. Angela, welcome.
Thank you.
So with Southern accent being maybe one of the easiest for actors to do in the U.S., British maybe being second. How hard is Boston?
I'd say about 35, number 35, yeah. It's the hardest accent to get. Like Christian Bale, although he's the master at it, they all have a hard time. No one can drop the R's. They just want to keep using those R's, and we don't use the R.
So, but that's the old, you know, I left the car in Harvard Yard.
Yeah, park your car.
Park your car.
Park your car.
In Harvard Yard.
In Harvard Yard. The other one is my mother met my father on the Charles River.
So what do you make of, Matt Damon doesn't count because he's Bostonian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so forget him. Wahlberg, it seems like he's got some sort of New England connection. I mean, he's great.
He's awesome. He's a Dorchester guy. Matt, Ben, Mark.
Yeah,
those guys, they
Dorchester guy. Dorchester guy.
Yeah.
Sorry, so he doesn't count. Mm-hmm. What about Nicholson mm-hmm. in The Departed? He was amazing, I thought.
Why don't you stay in the bar? That night I got your numbers.
Oh, are you kidding? I hated his accent.
Really?
It came and went. It didn't work for me. No.
Really?
Yeah, we're really critical to the Bostonians when we do hear it. When people are trying to do the Boston accent, we get it. Hear it right away if they're going to get it or not.
I'll tell you one that I love, though. Mystic River, mm-hmm. there were a lot of great accents in there.
My own little daughter, and I can't even cry for her.
Jimmy, you're crying now.
Damn.
Do you want me to leave you alone?
I'll just stay here for a minute if that's cool.
How did Tim Robbins do?
Sean Penn,
Sean Penn was
pretty
good.
I don't know.
Good.
I'm tough.
Really?
I'm tough. No,
no
Sean Penn wasn't that great.
Really?
Yeah, I'm really tough with it.
So what is the challenge when you've got an actor that's, having a little trouble here? I mean, is it just get it as good as you can, or does the actor get full of anxiety, or what happens?
Yes, all of those things. But I think the key is bringing your dialect coaches in that are local people, that are local dialect coaches. Because these dialect coaches from California and whatnot, they don't even get the accent. What also helps is when you have a local actor that has a Boston accent, read the script and then we tape it and give that to the actor, to one of the leads also, so he can hear an authentic local person be coached by a dialect coach with experience, but that's also a local person, because this is a darn hard accent to learn unless you've lived here. And I'm sorry. And I've been in this business 30 years, so that's my take on it.
All right. Clearly, I need to do some work with you, Angela.
Yes. I'll coach you. It's easy.
Angela Parry is a Boston casting director for over 30 years. Angela, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.